Tuesday, April 16th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. The setting sun now dies away, and darkness comes at close of day. Your brightness beams, dear Lord, impart, and let them shine out within our heart. We praise your name with joy this night. Please watch and guide us till the light. Joining the music of the blessed, O Lord, we sing ourselves to rest. O God, the Father, God, the Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one, Trinity blessed, whom we adore, be praise and glory evermore. And the psalmody beginning with the antiphon, peace be with you. It is I, do not be afraid. Alleluia. Psalm 125. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, they cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountain surround her, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest upon the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart. But the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Surround your people, Lord, within the safety of your church, which you preserve on its rock foundation. Do not let us stretch out our hands to evil deeds, nor be destroyed by the insidious snares of the enemy, but bring us to share the lot of the saints in light. Repeating the antiphon, peace be with you. It is I. Do not be afraid. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, let Israel hope in the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child had rest in his mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer, Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke. Repeating the antiphon, let Israel hope in the Lord. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, let all creation serve you, for all things come into being at your word. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 4. O God, O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive the glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, let all creation serve you, for all things come into being at your word. Came into being at your word. Hallelujah. And our reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. Come to the Lord, a living stone rejected by men, but approved nonetheless and precious in God's eyes. You too are living stones, built as an edifice of spirit into a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, the bread of God has come down from heaven, gives life to the world, alleluia. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. The bread of God has come down from heaven, gives life to the world. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. As Christ lay in the darkness of the earth, he saw the light of a new glory. Let us cry out to him in joy, saying, King of glory, hear us. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may be zealous in their ministry and prepare you for a people devoted to every good work. King of glory, hear us. We pray for all who teach in the service of your church, that they may seek your truth with a sincere heart. King of glory, hear us. We pray for your faithful people, that they may be victorious in the content of faith and win the prize of victory in your kingdom. King of glory, hear us. You canceled that condemnation by nailing it to the cross. Free us from our chains and lead us out of darkness. King of glory, hear us. You went down among the dead and opened for them the gates of life. Welcome our dead brothers and sisters into your kingdom. King of glory, hear us. Now let's say together in our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, you open the kingdom of heaven to those born again by water and the Spirit. Increase your gift of love in us. May all who have been freed from sins in baptism receive all that you have promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.